We're talking about the second annual Parkersburg Jolly Jamboree. They've done a winter festival for many years, but the second year they called it the Jolly Jamboree. They have, basically 3 days of fun with the 5th, 6th, and 7th. We have Marcy Sharp here with us on KQCR. And Marcy, this is really a fun thing. I know last year it went over real well. A lot of people turned out.
You betcha. Last year was the first year of the Jolly Jamboree, mm-hmm. and we had beautiful weather, and we know that helped. But we had so many people in Parkersburg, and what great comments that we had. So we decided to do it again and actually expand this year.
And it's the first weekend in December coming up, the weekend after Thanksgiving. Let's get kind of in chronological order what's going to happen the 5th, 6th, and 7th. On the 5th, as something new, is the lighting of the community Christmas tree?
Yes, we are going to have a lighting of the community Christmas tree at the Parkersburg Historical Home from 5:30 to 7. No, not 5:30, 6:30 to 7. It's a community tree lighting with carols. And then the Boy Scouts are going to have a free will donation cocoa stand. We're pretty excited about that. After the events outside around the Christmas tree, the historical home is going to be open from 7 to 8:30. And I hear that they are going to have some special music.
Okay, very good. Music and fun, cocoa and the tree. Kind of kick things off on Thursday, here, the Thursday after Thanksgiving. And then 6th is a lot of business open houses.
Yes, lots and lots of business open houses. I know several of them are going to have door prizes or prizes, giveaways, and then also lots of food. Plus, the high school music organization is going to be out in a few different areas. I know Midwest One for sure, and also Iowa State Bank has them, and to start off the holiday season.
All right, and then on the 7th, there are a few things that are going to be going on that are new on Saturday the 7th, and some things you're bringing back from the past. But talk a little bit about some of those new things, and some of them maybe people have to pre-register for.
Yes, one of the newest things that we have is breakfast with Elf on the Shelf, and that is here at Midwest One Bank Community Room. We have two times, 8:30 and 10. It is a small charge, $10 per child, and they will get a light meal, a craft, story time, and pictures with the elf. We do have a very limited space, and so you do need to pay for your ticket up front and get signed up. The proceeds from this event are actually going right back into Jolly Jamboree. If we want to continue to see it grow, we have to have some funds. And this is one way that the funds will be used, I believe, for some expenses this year, but kind of give us a head start for next year.
Okay. And Elf on a Shelf breakfast. Then Plump a Penguin, that's going on at the library. That's a library deal, but that's also a pre-register, right?
Yes, that is pre-register, and I believe that started yesterday. A Plump a Penguin, you can do that at 9:30, 10:30, or 11:30. Again, you do need to call the library or stop in to register. And again, their space is limited, so they only have so many per hour time slot.
So that is underway, that registration at the Cothia Memorial Library. What about other downtown events?
Oh, man, we're having so many. Christmas Bingo is going to be at First Congregational Church, and that's going to be hosted by the Greenbelt Bank and Trust. We have airbrush tattoos at Melt. We have many, many things going on at the building. Just stop in. I know they have four or five different things there. We have Colder Q Truck is going to be having his barbecue truck on Main Street. Third Street Grill is going to have a pasta and salad bar. First Congregational Church is also having a soup and sandwich just for that day. And a lot of fun things. We got decorating. Cookies with Mrs. Claus at Parker Place starting at 1 o'clock. Parkersburg Historical Home is going to have their annual open house from 1 to 3. And Parkersburg Hardware and Nursery, they're jumping aboard, and they're going to have kids' activities in their hoop building. Okay. Kind of finishing up the day is going to be the lighted Christmas parade. I am super excited about this because there is an added touch this year with Santa and Mrs. Claus. And then follow that, we are going to have Santa Claus. He arrives at the Santa house down at the Vets building. And then the Sons of the American Legion Post, they're going to have a free will dinner that includes chili, beef burgers, hot dogs, and sides. And it is open for everybody.
A whole lot of fun, things to see, things to do, and nobody's going to go hungry.
No. Lots of activities and lots of yummy food.
For sure. All right. Anything else people need to know about the weekend, the full schedule? Will that be available somewhere? Do you know?
It is on Facebook. Stop by different businesses. We are going to be having the posters up. And also you can stop by the library. But one thing I forgot to add, Dwayne, was that we have Santa Claus letters at the library and also at Brothers Market. And you can drop off your letter to Santa right at Brothers Market. And that is going to be until the 6th. And then if you are coming to visit Santa, bring your letter along because the box will be down there just for that night.
Okay. All right. Get those letters ready to go, kiddos. All right. Great fun for the family and for all ages, really. Marcy, thank you so much for joining us. And before we go, let's maybe mention that parade route. That's, I believe, the same as last year. But for those that aren't familiar with it, it starts at the Methodist Church?
Yep, at the United Methodist Church, which is on the east side of town. It goes all the way across town and ends up at the Veterans Memorial Building. If you don't want to park alongside the road, there are three parking lots that you can stop at. Park your car, get out, and that is Bethel Lutheran Church, Hope Reformed Church, and Calvary Baptist Church. They are allowing us to use their parking lots for parking. Park. It might be a little chilly. Stay in your car for a couple minutes. When the parade's coming by, you can jump out really quick. And like I said, we are super excited. I know for a fact there's two or three new businesses that are going to be in it. Okay. And I know, Dwayne, you're going to be in it. I'm pretty sure.
That's the plan. So look for Radio on the Go as well. We always have fun with those kind of things. Thank you so much, Marcy.
Thank you so much, Dwayne. I hope I see you on December 7th.
Okay, and look, check the full details out on Facebook, and that is listed under Jolly Jamboree, or is it under the library? Or
Actually, it is under the library. It is under Midwest One. It's under myself. It is under Parkersburg Historical Home. We do not have a Jolly Jamboree page, but next year we will.
Okay. All right. So there's a lot of places to find that list on Facebook and know the full schedule for you and your fam. Dwayne Carson's reporting as we preview the Jolly Jamboree coming for the second year to Parkersburg.